Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Mike Hoss, Deuce McAllister until 6 o'clock tonight. Then it's Pelicans pregame. Pelicans in Golden State tonight. It's an early tip-off, so 6:30. So the pregame show at 6. Also at 6 o'clock will be the Brian Kelly Show, followed by the All-State Sugar Bowl Prep Football Roundup Playoffs, of course. That'll be on 105.3. But Pelicans and Golden State tonight at 6:30. And what a time of year, right? I mean, first off, weather, just unbelievable. So end of November, we have the Battle of the Bands. First off, Thanksgiving, Thursday, late Thanksgiving. Tulane plays Thursday. Battle of the Bands, Friday.
Tulane is at 6:30, 6:30 that night.
On Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving night.
Perfect. Battle of the Bands, Bayou Classic on Friday. Bayou Classic Saturday. Saints-Rams Sunday. High school football playoffs, the 12th, 13th, and 14th, the R&L Carriers Bowl, the 19th, could be James Madison. We're still in the air on that one. And the All-State Sugar Bowl, which is a quarterfinal this year, is January 1. That's the next, you know, but I didn't even include Saints and Washington, Saints and Las Vegas. The Saints have three more home games left, complete with Rams, Washington, and Vegas.
Let me get through next week. What you're giving me is a little bit more than I don't want to say process right now, but you skipped over to playoffs as far as high school playoffs, yep. 12th, 13th, and 14th.
Right.
Playoffs are going on right now as well.
Yeah, yeah. I'm at high the finals.
School. No, I know no, it, but yeah. You were talking about the finals, and yeah. I'm just like, you know, I'm processing, moving that around in my head. Yeah. I had, you know, Saints Sunday, then you got Battle of the Bands, you got Tulane, then you got the actual game for Bayou Classic. We haven't even thrown in any of the Pelicans games.
That's right.
in that schedule.
You're right.
But
that was a broad overview.
If you want and need something to do, there you go.
You did not have a problem. There's enough to do out there in this town. So I mentioned this earlier. We haven't talked about it yet. Offensive Player of the Week, Taysom Hill.
Yep.
Right? So the records just kept flying out. So now Taysom's 34 and 86 days. Now, I feel like he's a young 34. He had his mission before he went to BYU. So that's 2 years, no football. Didn't really play a ton, 17 and 18, as from the same. Talking about just, you know, body hits. He had a medical redshirt year. So the problem is that's 5 years. So he's at 29, but the abuse that he puts on his body is.
You got to probably go back to BYU.
Right, he missed a ton of time.
I
bet that was the medical redshirt year, plus the other injuries.
All of the other injuries, and I think it was a new injury or at least you aggravated something each year.
Right, exactly.
At BYU. I mean, and so he's taken a ton of hits.
Oh, my gosh.
A ton of hits. And I've tried to, hey, Taysom, you know, it's okay to go down, or it's okay for me to – live to see the next play. And like he told Jeff, I can't play like that.
Yeah, it's only one way to play. Yeah, if you try to play like that, you get hurt.
Well, not for me.
Well,
but
I mean, for him.
For him, he felt like that's just not who he is or who he wants to be as a player, which I respect. But, I mean, it's just like, I think me and you talked about it. Sometimes you just run out of words and you just want to watch.
Yeah. I think, believe me, I've been listening to the broadcast from the other day. I was watching. Like, a guy wrote me, he goes, dude, you got to finish the play. And I was like, I he was right. I apologize to him.
But do you see what this young man is doing?
He goes, I can't. It's radio.
And this is, yeah, that's the problem as well. I can't. I want you to talk about it. But I don't know if I can describe it the right way that it deserves to be talked about. That's where you just, you're almost in awe. Because it is truly a player from Friday night football playing against other players.
Right.
And it's just like, yep, I'm going to play offense. I'm going to play defense. I'm going to play special teams. And guess what? I am going to be just as good as any other player out on the field every time. Like, what do you mean? I may not be the best player on the field, but when I touch the ball or when I'm out on the field, I'm very close.
So I started this because I don't when I say he's 34 and 86 days, he's a kid to me. He's young. But in the NFL, his 75-yarder, for anybody in the NFL his age or older, that is the longest run in the history of the NFL. The next closest is 54 yards by Ollie Mattson in 2018. So here's the clincher. His 33-yard run is tied for seventh. Like, that 33-yard, his other touchdown on Sunday is tied for seventh. He has two of the longest touchdown runs for anybody that's 34 years or older and 86 days.
It just, normally you don't get to play at that age.
Right.
And you don't get to play because most of the times you've slowed down.
Right. So here's the last. He has 44 career touchdowns. He's ninth place all time Saints history. By the way, thanks to Drew Poche for these notes. He's a huge help. So 44 career touchdowns, ninth on the Saints history. 35 of his 44 since he turned 30. See? I mean, it's like, what? Unbelievable.
When you normally are kicked out the door, he's gotten better.
And I was talking to Jeff Ireland and Mike Ball, who's an NFL scout, mm-hmm. national scout, and he says, hey, I'm covering somebody that might be like the next Taysom. He wouldn't tell me, but he's Big 12, SEC, ACC. And I was like, good Lord. He like teased me twice. So I was like, wow, that's impressive. And I said, I want no bulletin board material, but I can assure you, I've talked to many people and done many shows. Green Bay people and the Packer fans have not forgotten them letting him go in 2017.
But they didn't want him.
I know. But it's easy to say now, right? Oh my God, what were you doing? How were you thinking? You put him on the waiver wire.
You weren't going to use him in that way anyway.
I don't think anybody knew they could.
There you go.
You know,
there you go.
Even when they talked Mike Ball, they said, what if we put him on kickoff return? And at the time, he was a quarterback. I said, well, I don't know, man. I guess we never thought about putting our quarterback on the kickoff return.
Then
Mike Westhoff, he said, well, he could be the protector. And then boom, there you go. That's how it started.
And once you see him as a protector, it's like, wait, he's actually just a football player. He's a quarterback, but he's a football player that can do a lot of other things.
And that's one thing we've not talked about or haven't changed. He's come close to blocking a punt this year maybe three or four times.
Well, he's blocked one before.
Yeah. But, I mean, you know, of all the things.
Right.
But he's, you know, that's another one. He's come close to.
Well, the hat trick, and he doesn't do punts. But the hat trick is a kickoff return. I mean, he had the 40-yarder.
Yeah, 42, longest of the season.
Yeah, but the hat trick of all things is to
pass,
return.
Pass, receiving.
Yeah.
Wait, that would be four. Pass, receiving, rushing, kickoff return.
And a kickoff return.
Unbelievable.